I thought for after the first 15 minutes and up until the last five, we did okay without playing brilliant. You know, we were the better team. It was mainly us, and we did a lot right other than have that sort of edge in the final third. And I didn't think we probably did enough to win the game, but obviously I don't think we certainly deserved to lose. And I thought we was unprofessional for the first, in our standards, for the first 10. I thought we didn't come out of the blocks. We were a bit edgy. We looked anxious for a team that's just won three on the trot. That's strange. Then the last 5 minutes, I thought we was unprofessional again. You know, we gave away two or three silly free kicks. You know, when you're late in the game, you give the opposition a chance to put bodies in the box. We've shown a left footer inside onto his left foot to get a shot off. And they're little things that, you know, they're not using your head enough in the right moments, and that's what's cost us at the end of the day.
As you say, opening 10-15 minutes, they were faster out the blocks than us, and that is usually our forte. We've been very good at that lately.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, the first kick clearance we go to slash at, the next clearance we don't clear, and then we spend 5 or 10 minutes a bit shaky and just looking at somebody then has a loose touch and somebody else does, and it's, you know, they've trained well all week and you send them out there as a manager and they're all in good spirits and you watch that. And half time it was trying to get some intelligence in their play to how to cause more problems. I was disappointed with the disallowed goal. Tom Elliott, I've seen it again, jumps in the air, not even looking at the goalie or anything. The goalie comes running out and misses the ball and it goes in the back of the net. And when I asked the fourth for the what the reason was, he said that the forward was looking for the goalie to impede him, and I've seen it and he clearly wasn't. So I'm disappointed with that. I don't like using excuses, but that's disappointing, because then moments do change games. Again, we didn't do enough to win. We've ended up losing somehow.
You had an early scare in the second half. They hit the bar. After that, as I say, or as you've said, we had much better things. Things seemed to come together much more, and we had quite a few chances after that.
Yeah, not clear cut. You know, we had some shots from around the edge of the box and stuff that we possibly should have hit the target with. I didn't think we were great today. I'm not going to dress it up as anything else. I thought they showed us some respect. They drop off. They tried to fill holes, and that's a sign of how well we have been doing. I'm gutted, because I really, really did want to do well in the FA Cup. I think a couple of injury blows didn't help us, you know, with Bayo not being fit, and then George Franken pulling out this morning with his thigh. So them things didn't help, but we didn't do enough today.
This is a club, of course, synonymous with the FA Cup, used to shaking everybody else up. How much does it hurt this evening that actually the shoe is on the other foot?
Yeah, after watching last night's game, you don't want to be part of that. And again, we try and focus on performance. You know, we look at our performance levels and try and tick the boxes of what we're trying to do. And for spells, we did it. We lacked that little bit in the final third, that moment. But when you're unprofessional in the first 10 and you end up chasing a game and then having to score to get back in the game, and then when you do silly things in the last 5 minutes and invite a bit of pressure, then we all know in football, and particularly the FA Cup, they can cost you, and they have today.